As the academic year winds down, schools are already looking toward the next one. It's bound to be more normal. But as State Impact's Robbie Korth reports, there's also bound to be thousands of new teachers in Oklahoma's classrooms.
Faith Phillips comes from a family of educators, and she never wanted to be a teacher. So when the principal at Stillwell High School reached out 2 years ago and asked the former attorney and author to teach English, she didn't hesitate in giving an answer.
No, absolutely not. No way.
But she thought about it. It's important work, and Stillwell was her alma mater.
I conferred and prayed with like four or five people that I trust, and they all said, you need to go.
By all accounts, she's a fantastic English teacher. Before COVID-19 struck, she helped her students put together a podcast that was a finalist in NPR's Student Podcast Challenge. She even led a crowdfunding campaign to buy laptops for her students to use in class. But it's all just been too much.
When you have, you know, like 120 souls that are leaning on you and need your ear and they want to tell you their problems and you're supposed to be there for them, when you get home at the end of the day, you got nothing left for anybody, not even yourself.
So after only 2 years at the high school in far northeast Oklahoma, Phillips is leaving the teaching profession and returning to being a full-time author. Thousands of Oklahoma teachers make a similar decision every year. Annually, more than 4,000 of Oklahoma's roughly 45,000 teachers leave the profession.
We're not retaining teachers.
That's Robin Fuchsa, director of the professional education program at Oklahoma State University. She says the teacher shortage isn't a new problem. In the most recent school year, Oklahoma had nearly 3,000 emergency certified teachers, teachers who aren't fully qualified but allowed to teach if there's a need. 10 years ago, there were less than 100. She says those numbers have primarily been affected by money.
You know, certainly Oklahoma has never been a lucratively funded state for our public schools. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone, but we really, we've had some ups and downs, of course.
It's unclear how the pandemic influenced those ups and downs. Oklahoma actually saw the lowest turnover rate in a decade in 2020. Economists say people with stable jobs, like teachers, were less likely to take a new or risky job during the pandemic. But the long-term effects are unclear.
The stress level has been off the charts, I think, across professions, but particularly for teachers.
Low pay and high stress are consistently cited as a reason for leaving. And the resulting shortage has been the most important issue of concern for Oklahoma's highest education official, State Schools Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister.
The most important, because you can have high standards, you can have great facilities, but if you don't have the teachers to teach, what good is it?
Hoffmeister touts several accomplishments since taking office in 2015, like a raise for teachers and more support for students dealing with trauma.
We have made improvements, and I don't want that lost in the recognition that, yes, we are not out of the woods, and no, we have not yet achieved what our kids deserve, but we will keep our eyes on what is most important for students, and that is a great, well-rounded education, and it starts with great teachers.
For Phillips, the struggles are very real. It's simply hard, low-paying work to be a teacher in Oklahoma.
As a teacher, you're not just teaching. You're fulfilling like some kind of therapy type weird role that you weren't prepared for.
But she doesn't feel relief to be done.
It makes me sad too. It does. And I know that I'm going to be missing out on a lot.
But the youth of Stillwell won't have to say goodbye. She says she will stay involved in the arts and mentor students in town. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma.